Top story today, UNC Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham has signed a new six-year contract that'll keep him on the job through 2023, $740,000 base salary. That's up a little less than 5% from his old contract, plus what we reported earlier, an extra $1 million in deferred compensation spaced out over the next 5 years. Those are the basic details. WCHL's Blake Hodge joining us now in the studio to talk more about it. Blake, what are the underlying details behind all of that?
Certainly got a lot of incentives based in this. Mm-hmm. If the North Carolina men's basketball team makes another championship run as they did last year, that'll be an extra $100,000 for Bubba Cunningham. If they make the football championship, and obviously that would have to be next year, then you're talking about another several tens of thousands, potentially $100,000 there. There's a lot of academic incentives in this as well. And, you know, it is, you mentioned the top story of the day. It's kind of been the open secret of the past two weeks of what we're really working on here in terms of a contract
latest
extension.
Development of the day,
So yesterday at the Board of Trustees meeting, we're looking through all the materials for it, and there it is. There's his contract. It was a mail ballot that was sent out on November the 1st to the Board of Trustees members. And they not all voted, but several of them sent their response back. Enough of them sent a response voting for it to ultimately approve of the new contract.
Do you know what the vote was? Was it
there was nobody that voted against it. Some of those mail-in ballots, talking with people over at UNC, just don't get sent back in time to be able to count that.
You got to vote, people. Your vote makes a difference. Come on.
The mail-in ballots, man. So they sent that out. The memo, it was dated November the 1st. You know, they've been working on this for a while, but really nailing down the details here over the past little bit. 2 weeks ago, on November 3rd, that was when the Board of Governors approved the quote-unquote golden handcuff, as Board of Governor Chair Lou Bissett referred to it, talking about the deferred compensation package, which is going to be $200,000 per year, starting with the 2018 will be the first year that he gets that $200,000 set in a retirement account. And there's a lot of logistics and details regarding if you're fired with cause, without cause, leave the program, how much of that he would actually see. But if he stayed through the life of the contract, that would be an extra $1 million. And as Margaret Spellings put it at the time, people like deferred compensation because it's not taxed the same way. And then she made the comment, well, it's not right now. So we'll see. We'll see if that has changed in any new formalized tax overhaul that we're looking at.
Such as we may or may not see. So speaking with Blake Hodge, and you mentioned the golden handcuff, or Lou Bissett did earlier, which is sort of an indication, and I know this was sort of the thinking of a lot of the members of the Board of Trustees, a lot of officials, administration officials at UNC, that they wanted to give Bubba Cunningham a good contract with a solid raise because presumably he's in demand. So he might be getting offers, or could potentially in the near future they don't lock him in for the next few years.
And he got the offer in he turned it down,
from
fall
Florida
of last
year.
Yeah. It was University of Florida. SEC budgets, SEC money and all this for athletics. He was offered even significantly more than, based on all the information that we have gathered. He was offered significantly more to go to Florida last year than even that he's getting in this new contract. $740,440, I think, is the base.
Yep.
And you mentioned that's just below 5%. It's 4.9%. And the reason it's 4.9% is now that is the highest raise universities can give out now without having to get it approved by the Board of Governors. Mm-hmm. And there were three members of the Board of Governors who voted against the golden handcuff provision because Cunningham is the first non-system president or university chancellor to be admitted into this program. So a couple of board members pointed to the recently concluded NCAA investigation as saying that this doesn't seem like a good move for the university to do. Another, Marty Cotis, said he just didn't support it being extended to an athletics director in general. He didn't think that reflected the optics of that reflected the values that the university system should hold. So there was a little, not contention really, I guess. I mean, it still overwhelmingly passed the what is it, the 30-member board right now. But it certainly, I don't think it was something they wanted to have to go back in front of the board to ask for another exemption for Bubba Cunningham. And he got two 10% raises in
last
the 2016
year. Yeah.
Calendar year. They were broken up into different fiscal years. But during the 2016 calendar year, one in January and then another just after turning down that Florida job. Mm-hmm. So he's had a 25% salary increase over the last two years.
2 years, yeah. So how does this compare? And you mentioned sort of SEC money is typically higher, so athletic directors like at Alabama or Florida would be making more. But how does this compare, this salary now, to athletic directors at other kind of peer institutions?
Yeah, it's in line with kind of like other ACC schools, NC State and things like that. He is getting the benefit now of that $1 million of retirement money, which is nothing obviously to sneeze at there. And his salary is now in the ballpark where UNC at least feels more competitive of being able to keep him. And this is something we've seen across the system talking about university leadership. They've given several chancellors decent pay raises here over the past couple of years, which was part of an intentional effort by the Board of Governors to raise the floor of what chancellors were getting paid. For a long time, the UNC system was viewed in a light where it seemed like people would come to the system and the member institutions just to be a part of the system. And they knew they weren't going to get the salary that they would get, especially a private peer, but at other public schools even in some cases. So they've made an effort to raise that money. Even so, with this raise, Cunningham is making significantly more than Carol Folt, nearly $200,000 more per year.
Was he already making?
He
more
was
than
already
Carol
making
Folt?
More yeah. than Carol. Yeah, I mean, he got this recent raise was 40 something. I think.
Yeah,
it was close to $40,000. So,
but the coaches are making more than Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, a lot.
This
more.
Weird upside down pyramid. Yeah. You would
well,
think. Yeah.
Right. So, and it's it's one of those market things of how much each person is bringing into the university in terms of these certain revenue streams where, Carolina basketball is bringing in a lot of money. So Roy Williams is going to get a good contract there. And Larry Fedora, if you're going to keep him around, you're going to be paying him a decent chunk of change too. And like 2 to 3 times what Bubba Cunningham is even making now. So it is a weird kind of inverse model whenever you're talking about an academic institution, it would seem like. But it's not unique to Carolina by any means. It's just kind of the nature of the beast of college athletics right now. So it does look like Bubba Cunningham is going to be here for a few years, a few more years, obviously. If he stays through the end of this, that would put him through 2023. And
he was on the job, what year, 2012, was that?
It was 13, maybe,
sometime like
in that range.
That
would put him, right around, 10, 11 years of service to
And I think about
university.
Dick Vidor, who preceded him, was around for the better part of 2 decades, too.
And, that kind of goes back to that, what we were talking about in terms of people being in the UNC system, but specifically at Carolina, and you just stay, like Dick Vidor, it kind of, not to say Jones Angel didn't do everything to deserve the voice of the Tar Heel job, but during that search process to replace Woody Durham, it was Jones.
It's going to be Jones
who had
Angel,
been around
right.
the, was a Carolina grad, had been around the, and, based on conversations that I had kind of heard, secondary, obviously not a part of any of that, but there was another candidate that may have been viewed in a national light as the better play-by-play prospect, but Jones is the Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing.
And actually,
where Dick had been a long time
in
that role.
But
before.
That's a good point, too, because Woody Durham was around for a very long time. Jones is going to be around for a long time as the voice of the Tar Heels. And Dick Vidor is around for a long time now. Now Bubba Cunningham. Dean Smith is around for 3 decades. And then there's that transition period, and now Roy Williams, who's sort of in it for the long haul. Yeah. So that's a very Carolina thing.
It's just the way it goes, it seems like. So we do expect Bubba, if he leaves early, he's obviously cutting off that the chains of the golden handcuffs. I just like using the golden handcuff analogy.
I know that you do.
So we certainly expect him to be around for a while, and it was clear that UNC was going to make every effort they could to keep him around, because he is in demand for anytime a high-level athletic university has an AD opening, you know that he's going to be on that short list of names that may just be kind of a pie in the sky for other universities, but some places have enough clout and a big enough money truck to be able to at least make him think about it, or else come back to UNC and say, I've got this offer on the table. Yeah. So
they're like, but you'd have to move to Gainesville. I mean, who wants to do that?
Nobody wants to do that. It's hotter there than it is here.
All right, Blake Hotz, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.